have a major disagreement, and it's on who said what. Jesus didn't say any of that. That's Paul. Corinthians is Paul. That's Paul speaking. That's not Jesus speaking. That's not God speaking. That's a human being speaking. That's Paul speaking. And either you have to say one of two things. The Bible is the Word of God, or the Bible contains the Word of God. We believe that the Bible contains the Word of God, not literally is the Word of God. He's saying that everybody who wrote was speaking as God. I don't believe that. I don't believe one word of that. I believe that Paul spoke for Paul, Joel spoke for Joel, Moses spoke for Moses. God spoke through them, but they were doing the speaking. And I'm appalled when he says that Jesus said anything in Corinthians. Jesus didn't. Jesus was dead long before Corinthians came about in any form that we understand. Now, Paul, let's listen to Paul. He says that Paul said women shouldn't prophesy or preach in the church. Well, in 1 Corinthians 11, he says something interesting, because it's the same verse, same place, where he says that she shouldn't speak. But he says also in verse 5, any woman who prays or prophesies with her head unveiled disgraces her head. He's assuming that she does pray and prophesy in public, because he tells her how to do it. Put a hat on. Cover your head. So it's not saying that he says don't do it. He says this is how you do it. You do it with your head covered. And women haven't worn hats in church for a long time. They haven't had to. So I do have some real questions. I wanted to say that as opponents in this, we have very different ideas about the Bible. I am not a literalist, and I must make that very, very clear. I am not a literalist that everything the Bible says is literally true. I take it seriously. I believe that it is meant to teach us how to live in community with each other. But I do not believe that every last word that it says is true. And that's because we're talking about different versions of the Bible translated by different people in different eras, in totally different centuries. Now, if it were true that we had what God said exactly as God said, that would be one thing. We don't. To be bound by the literal word makes the question of who's doing the translating or interpreting of utmost importance. Currently, I have and use and encourage my congregation to use a variety of translations. Those of you who are in my congregation know that when I do a Bible study, I don't bring one version of the Bible and I say, all right, this is what this says. I say, no, I bring 14 or 15 different versions of the Bible. I hand them out and I'll say, all right, now what does yours say? What does yours say? What does yours say? What does yours say? Because they all say something different. None of them say the same thing. The Bible says many things and often says things which are in direct disagreement with something it said someplace else. What it says in the Old Testament, it very often doesn't say in the New Testament. For example, for churches that use only the King James Version, it must be said that this is a very old translation, first published in 1611. I did not want to be treated by bloodletting or mercury, which were both proper treatment in 1611. Just so, I do not want to base my beliefs on a translation which depends upon the scholarship of 1611. There have been archaeological finds and language studies which improve on many of the older translations. My new revised standard says in 1 Timothy 2, I desire that the men pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument, also that the women should dress themselves modestly and decently in suitable clothing, not with their hair braided or with gold, pearls, or expensive clothes, but with good works, as is proper for women who profess reverence for God. Now, I bought a new translation just the other day. As a matter of fact, it was my Christmas present. And it's a translation by Priests for Equality, a Catholic organization, which translates that same passage. Now listen to this, and this is two radically different versions of the same passage. Therefore, I want people everywhere to lift their hands up reverently in prayer without anger or dissension. Do you hear the difference? They're both Bibles. They're both translated from the original Greek or Hebrew or whatever, or Aramaic. But they're radically different. And if we look at 14 different versions of the Bible, we're going to see 14 different things. The instruction forbidding women to preach or teach is a later interpolation, not in the earliest manuscripts, and it was not the teaching of Paul, where Priscilla was the teacher of Apollos, and women were the leaders, pastors, if you will, of the house churches. It wasn't until we took the church out of the houses where the women were the leaders and put them in a separate building that the men, because of the culture of the time, became the leaders. Paul expected women to pray and preach in public places. He says so. He tells them how to do it. He says, put a cover on your head. Actually, what Paul says on the subject is recorded in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 4. Any man who prays or prophesies with something on his head disgraces his body. But any woman who prays or prophesies with her head unveiled disgraces her head. It is the one and same thing as having her head shaved. Paul's very interested in hair, and we'll get into that a whole other time. But it's interesting to me that Orthodox Jewish men always pray with their heads covered, and Orthodox Jewish women always shave their heads. That's interesting. Again, my Catholic New Translation begins saying, you say in your letter, however, that since God is the head of Christ, then Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. While it makes the same argument as the NRSV, it also goes on to say, you need to learn, however, that in Christ, women are not different from men, and man is not different from woman. Woman may come from man, meaning in Genesis, but man is born of women, and both come from God. Later on, Paul says, but if you people still want to argue the matter, just let's say that we have no other custom, nor do the churches of God. My point is that much of what we've been told is true is open to new interpretation almost yearly, almost daily now. So that when so many people are literate and educated in languages, they're educated in Greek and Latin and Aramaic and all kinds of ancient languages. There are theologians of many beliefs. I don't want to argue with your ability to teach what you teach in your church. You are welcome to do that. But please don't tell me what I have to teach in my church. My church church is a very different church. I have a lot of men in my church. And there's no male pastor here. I'm the pastor. And I have to preach the Word of God as it comes to me. I've been trained. I have a theological education. I have a master's degree in theology. I have been trained to preach. That's what I've been taught. Even the beloved King James Version was not translated in a vacuum. In KJV, Mark 15:27 says, Jesus was crucified between two thieves. Luke 23 calls them malefactors. The NRSV in Luke calls them criminals. The Greek calls them criminals in Luke, robbers in Mark and Matthew, but the word means insurrectionists or rebels. And since the King James Version was translated when there was a civil war going on, it was thought impossible that a rebel would be with Christ in paradise. Bibles are not translated in a vacuum. They're translated in a political situation. They always are. With so many versions of the scripture available, I tell my congregation, read the different versions before you buy one, and don't buy one that will condemn you. Given what I've just said about new knowledge, in Isaiah 3:12, for example, the King James Version says, my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. The Hebrew consonants for women are the same as for usurers. The consonants are the same. In the ancient Hebrew, there were no vowels. There were just consonants. The Septuagint, which Jesus used, translates the word as extortioners. The translator of the King James Version once said he translated women, had to lend credibility to his guess, and he rendered the Hebrew word as children to correspond with women. He says, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. In Exodus 5:6, the word is taskmaster, and the newer translations say, my people, tax collectors oppress them, and usurers rule over them. Much more in keeping with Isaiah's theology. The Bible translators have made women take a secondary place. Arguing from the Bible says means that you have to decide which Bible and whose translation you're going to use. I would rather that we reason together and do what the Bible says and not argue with dissension, my version against your version. Let's look at many versions and see the possibilities and complexities available. Thank you.